At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Happy Monday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What's going on, Reverend?
Yes, yes, my son. Yes, my son.
What's going on? You made it back.
Yes, my son, I did.
No in-laws, no moms, nobody beat you with a stick and rendered you incapacitated.
Dude, the wedding I officiated, I killed it. I will have audio in the next...
Really?
I'll have audio in the next day or so. I killed it.
What do you
mean
in the next day?
We just have to get it transferred over because it's cell phone video.
How do we not get this turned around?
It's cell phone video.
See
Frostburg?
You had 48 hours.
I was on vacation. I was off. I'm a man of the cloth, man. On the weekends, I do whatever the hell I want to. Get off my back.
But you couldn't order the people to turn that thing around fast so Mark could play it? So he can hit that button and let's go?
You've upset a reverend like a minute into a conversation.
I used to do that all the time growing up. Hey, I got another question.
Oh, gee, it's Harmon again. I talked to him last week. Will you talk to him this week? Go ahead, please. Go ahead. No, it went great.
He's causing problems ahead of the processionals. He's causing problems ahead of sorts of reconciliation services, etc. No, I'm glad for you. Good.
I had somebody from the wedding say, I don't know what you do for a living, but you should do this.
Wow.
I was like, wow, I'm the side hustle now. Side hustle. I'm like, wait, you don't know what I do? Let me tell you what I do. So she's not a sports fan. She was, I'm not a sports fan. I said, so you didn't get my Corbin Carroll reference during the thing? She goes, oh, no, I knew he's a good player. I knew he's a good player with the Diamondbacks, but yeah, no, and I'm not a sports fan. Oh, okay. All right, great. So,
okay.
But this is what I should, I'm like, okay then.
No, it's good.
Side hustle. I tried to see if there was a pickup wedding I could get into on my way out of town, but there was none.
Well, I mean, did you ask if anybody else was contemplating such things in the throes of,
I had to wait
of the matrimonial bliss?
I had to wait for my net rating and the Ken Palm rankings of my ceremony to come out, and it was a little bit of time.
An Uber rating
mixed
therein? Yeah, that might have more weight than the Palm rankings stuff anymore.
I was so nervous at the very beginning, because now everybody is looking up at me, and I'm holding out, you know, a folder with the ceremony on it. I'm smiling, everybody's smiling at me, and I'm waiting for the bride and the groom to come walking down the aisle. And I go, oh, wow, I can't screw this up.
oh, wow, and they come down and they're nervous and all that. I'm like, this is, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? But then
even if you did, it's not on you. But then they made a choice to bring you in.
Hey, listen, you want to play, don't blame
me. You screwed it up.
Look at these two lunatics on the side.
I mean, you got guys that have been, you know, clergymen for decades, and you eschewed them to give me the honor. It's on you.
But then when I started talking, everything was fine.
Well, extemporaneous speech. Kind of what
I won the crowd in the first minute, and I'm like, okay, now we're rolling sevens. Now we're just rolling sevens the entire time. I got in Corbin Carroll, because when he was in Arizona, I got in Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
The final play of the Rose Bowl, the Jalen Milroe tackle.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Got that in. The World Series and Super Bowl. The Mets and Endgame.
Oh, good.
So I got all that, and I was pretty proud of the references.
Well, I tried to get you. What else did we want? Monty Python.
I couldn't
Taylor
get that
Swift.
That was too tough.
And Tears for Fears.
Yeah, no, that wasn't getting in.
Oh, okay.
That, there's no way that was getting it. No. The Endgame line, I say my favorite because I kind of ad-libbed it, was we went to the end and we did a little bit of games during the ceremony and we heard from other people spoke. And I said, okay, now, Jake and Whitney, we've heard from your sisters. We've heard from your parents. We've had some fun with trivia. But now it's time to get serious. As a wise man once said, we're in the Endgame now. And I knew everybody that laughed. I go,
nerds.
Everybody laughed. And then the people that didn't laugh go, nah, I don't know. What does that mean?
And then you said, I'm a bleeping wizard.
I don't get it. I should have done
the whole
thing.
I'll take it from your corpse.
There are 13 million ways this wedding could end, but I know the one way. I should have done the one.
You could have done
one
that.
One way.
Yeah.
One way this ends.
There's a lot of different ways you could have taken
it. It ends with
that.
You dying, Stark. That's how this ends. Sorry, spoiler alert. But I was pretty happy. I was like, okay, I could do that again.
You seem pretty excited.
I can do that again.
We chatted a little bit over the weekend.
Oh, so that's good. That was fun. And then I bum rushed the music.
I don't know if you can say that anymore.
I put in a couple of songs. Yeah, I can. You bum rush? You can't say that?
I don't know.
Oh. And,
it's 2024. Sometimes there's old-timey phrases that I get a little nervous
about. All the songs, because they're both about 20. They're both 25 years old. So all the songs, like, I don't get what this is. I don't get what this is. And they said, hey, I put one dance song in there for you, Jason. I said, oh, great. And he put in Dance the Night Away by Van Halen. I'm like, because they were just looking. I'm sure they saw, oh, dance. It's old. It's from the 80s. Let's put that in. So they play Dance the Night Away. So I jumped in, figuring out how to run the playlist. And I said, okay, I'm going to take this song out, which I think was like something from like the 1975, and I put in Skater Boy, and everybody just stops like, what is this? And I'm out there, I was a Skater Boy. She said, see you later, boy. Oh, that was great. Like, who put this in the playlist? Like, they're like, oh, how did this get in there? I'm going, yeah, nobody knew I went in there and did that. I felt like it was Ocean's 11. I'm in there typing on the computer and moving and dragging.
Going back
cool.
to the movie Beautiful Girls.
Yeah.
I'm the DJ, and Rosie O'Donnell yells at Rappaport, no, Jethro Tull!
How did Skater Boy get in here? And somebody yelled out, hey, this song is really sexist. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Let's go back to all these other songs by bands like Big Thief and...
let's go through all these other ones and try to determine their societal worth.
I'm pretty sure they yelled out, that song really sucks.
No, everybody kind of got into it. Everybody, you know what I noticed?
I just dig whenever it's that has some kind of agenda to it. I was like, really? You want to go down your playlist?
You want to do this? You know the one thing I notice about the difference in generations dancing at weddings. This is one of my big takeaways from this, is that when older people are out there, you know, like we're 50, you know, my wife and I are 50, our friends are 50, and it's songs that people that we don't know, we still kind of just dance and not really going crap. Okay, we don't really know the songs, but for younger set, like for Gen Z, like if you play a song that they don't know, and the older people are dancing, they'll just stop dancing because what I notice is that they want to do a specific dance to the song that's playing. Like what's the Taylor Swift song? I was in the bleachers, cheer captain.
Yeah,
like
they're
all doing the specific dance of that song. But then something else, if they don't know, they just kind of stand around. Like I'll let you play that old song by that band that I don't even know who you're talking about. Then we'll get back to my song. I noticed that it's a weird thing. I'm like, they want to do specific dances. They don't just want to dance. Like I'm like, I just will dance. Like, but specific dances.
Everything's got to be a damn flash mob. Just do your thing.
I know it's way too much for me.
Go back to the old Simpsons holiday special from way back then, you know, where the songs are and there's like one step,
I couldn't get through Hand Jive. 3 minutes, I was exhausted. I'm like,
oh.
Hand Jive's a long song.
Oh, it's tough.
Oh, my goodness. Johnny Casino and the Gamblers. This is
a long
song.
They did a good
song.
Job. I mean, that's a good shoulder workout. You got to get one of those, you know, exercise sticks to make sure you tone up.
No, but we'll get some sound ready. Playback from the ceremony.
We'll decide.
No, it's very fun. And, oh, you wanted the best part? the person in charge of the music actually said, you know, and it said, okay, so I know you've been talking on your show, you want to walk into the wizard? I was like, oh yeah, that'd be really cool.
Wow, you got them listening to the show though. New listeners, thank you, from parts unknown, weight unknown. Thanks for being part of the family.
You
want
to come into the wizard, right? I was like, yeah, that'd be so cool. I said, but he goes, but how about instead you come walk, because what's happened is I'm walked down
you
first.
You came down to the whiz?
No.
He's on down the road.
No. What if you came down and everybody said, you came down to Narco? I said,
that's not a bad substitute.
Well, you had the drums and everything.
How many speakers do we have?
And can we have somebody that looks like Timmy Trumpet pretending to play the song alongside?
Hey, what's the proper name?
L.
Trumpet. But it wasn't
Big
about
L.
me.
Big L.
It was about them. So
it wasn't about me.
So we didn't do Timmy
Trumpet. Something tells me there was a lot of pageantry, and I'm going to get a video that was professionally shot that's all on you because you slipped the guy $50.
Right? No, bought him
a sandwich.
I did not, as far as you know. No.
Mike, if they used him as the reverend, do you really think they professionally shot this?
Dude, I can make so much money.
Multicam.
All you need is a multicam setup. Is see my ceremony. It was 24 minutes, I think. They wanted it to be like 20, 25 minutes. And people would say, I got to have this guy. This guy's
Did
great.
You have a hard out?
No, when we get to the top of an hour? No, no hard out. No, it was just, I said, listen, it's be 20, 25 minutes, because that's what they wanted. And that was my first thing that won the crowd when I said, hey, just so you know, Jake and Whitney are here. You know what kind of giving people they are, and their first act here is to give to you, and their first gift to you is this ceremony is going to come in about 20 or 25 minutes because that's what they wanted. Everybody laughed, and I go, I got you now. Now I can do anything. I was like the ball on a string. I could do anything after
that. Yeah, but you really could have screwed up and go, you know what? They decided to open the bar before the ceremony. Let's get it on!
I did do when the bar was open. I said, hey, the bar is open, so everybody have as much as you want, and then drive home as fast as you can.
The Reverend was picked up for inciting a riot.
I'm the Rev. Oh, are you kidding? No, people.
No, good for you.
I could book weddings like crazy now. Are you kidding? I could be like, I got all kinds of.
Is that the next iteration of our radio partnership? What else do they do? Weddings.
It's exactly what
Harmon sits and does play-by-play while Smith officiates a ceremony.
If you're ready for a new job, like maybe officiating weddings, then let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. Now, outside of weddings, the big news that's come in the last half hour, Blake Snell has a home. Snell!
Yeah.
Blake Snell has a home. The lefty, Cy Young winner now, both leagues. Late to sign because he's got Boris Client, so now we're going to wait around and wait till the end and wait till you're desperate so the price comes down. Didn't come down all that much. Blake Snell gets a two-year, $62 million contract from the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
First of all, the immediate takeaways, more money than I thought. He has an opt-out after the first year.
Yeah,
but I'm like, you're going to opt out after 1 year, $31 million?
Who was talking about all of that?
Come on.
This guy right here. That's exactly where it ended up.
So more money than I thought he would get this late in the game. And if you need to get out of it, you're only into this for 2 years. Because he is wild. He is someone that's only been very good during contract years. But basically, this is another contract year for him. Because, hey, if he has another great year, he can opt out and get a long-term deal for more money. He can do that. So, I said, this is a great deal for him, and it's a great deal for the Giants. And clearly the Giants need to do something. You can't just give the division to the Dodgers. You need to do something to get up and compete for it. So I like this move. If this is a five-year, I would say this is awful, because Blake Snell, who knows? He's going to take your money and go play video games. But I like this signing. It's good for both sides. A little more than I expected, but not my money. And they can fit him in fine. They added him late, so it's not like they had to wait and go through their whole offseason and say, oh, now we had to say goodbye to other guys. No, we're adding him late, and this works. This works for both sides. I like this deal.
Well, and as we've watched spring training unfold, I mean, multiple teams have dealt with some pretty significant injuries, right? Bob Nightingale, among others, talking about, well, the Yankees had interest and at one point had a pretty big offer. He says it was $150 million last month and then pulled the offer, which to me is, again, going back to insanity. You and I talking about this over the last few weeks, and we bring it up with John Paul Morosi. He's like, I wouldn't have guaranteed him anything more than 1 year. So even if you've got to pay a little bit of extra and we get to the opt-out, because it's Boris Klein. He's going to opt out. Mm-hmm. Right, the market's going to reset. And assuming he does what he does in contract years, he's going to have a big year. And it doesn't change the fact that he's one of the few viable lefties we've got running around at this point with something on the resume. So if he pitches well at all, he's there. And for the Giants, it's all sorts of wins. Because if they decide, hey, you know, we stink, which is probably likely, you know what? You got a guy who's a really giant trade chip at the deadline as well. Right? There's a lot of permutations that flow out of this thing. But good to see a little bit of movement on the eve of the season opener. As we get ready for baseball in Korea, that, you know, at least this part, and we don't have to ask, who is Snell going to sign with anymore? It's one of those questions we get to eliminate.
Exit Ibotta Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. Team Attractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today and fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, get rules, compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The Fox Sports Radio .com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. Well, coming up next, speaking of the NCAA tournament, after the snubs, all the big news, we wait for the first four games. I'll tell you the big change that is absolutely coming to the NCAA tournament within the next year, coming up later on this hour. But we had a big weekend in the NFL as well. Justin Fields has a new home.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes, he does.
It's a final.
The latest on that coming up next. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible. You know
what? Possible.
Just forget
what
those clowns say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcast. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. Well, so far, so good for the Knicks. Up 11-4 over the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, stop the fight!
However, because the Knicks can't have nice things, no OG Anunoby.
No.
Elbow injury flared up. Not sure when he's going to play again. I mean it. The Knicks are the best team in the NBA when he plays. They are 15-2 with him. They are 8-10 without him. They can have nice things. He's probably the MVP of the league.
Wow.
Both of those things can be true.
It's kind of a big jump that you made there. A jump.
It doesn't. Numbers don't matter. Look at what your record is with a guy and without a guy. 15-2 with a guy. 8-10 without a guy.
Did we learn anything from the NCAA tournament bracket selection show? Numbers. It's fuzzy math. I mean, that's what it's all about. But on a Monday night, this is a very rare occurrence. All three of our teams are playing, right? The Lakers are getting ready to start.
Yeah.
You got your Knicks going and the Bulls with a 1-point lead, 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
This may be the only time this happens. All three of our teams. It's like the a full moon night or what's the when Mercury.
I mean, that happened in the Omen and bad things happened after that.
That was in the Omen.
When a bunch of like stars aligned and stuff. Yeah, it was an astronomy thing that.
See? All I remember is when the one guy, I think he was the priest, was walking and the crow was following and then the top of the gate broke off and went, stabbed him through the heart and killed him.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler. Like, that's what I remember from the Omen going, ooh, like that was, that creeps me out now.
You got a new one coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but I saw that when I was very little. I was like, oh my God, just in the middle of the day.
That'll stay with you.
Something just breaks out, just kills
a guy. Random thunderstorm, just like that. Bam.
Man.
Wow.
But while we have a lot of basketball coming up, big stuff in the NFL this weekend. Maybe you've heard. The Steelers have another quarterback, and it's Justin Fields joining us now on the hotline for all the latest NFL news. Longtime NFL insider. Check him out on Odyssey, Washington Post, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Jason Locke and Fora. J-Law, what's happening, bud?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
So, you know, when this happened this weekend, I said two things. I said, okay, the Steelers have found a way to very inexpensively remake their quarterback room, and there's no way Justin Fields isn't starting by week six. Those are my two takeaways from this.
No, I think he's starting. I mean, I think Justin Fields is their starting quarterback. I think he'd have to have a catastrophic preseason for it not to happen. Look, there's a lot of people in that Steelers building who were very high on Justin Fields, and they played this perfectly. And they were incredibly patient, and they let this come to them. And then they got a potential diamond, you know, for the price of a lump of coal. It's expert maneuvering on their part. It shows that they have become a more progressive, new age franchise under their general manager Omar Khan, and they're utilizing means of player acquisition and really being progressive about churning the roster in a way that I just think kind of runs counter to what we've thought of the Rooneys for a long time. And they've completely turned over that quarterback room, and they've done it selling high and buying low the entire way. I mean, I think if you look at what they got for Pickett versus what people are getting for quarterbacks these days, including what they got Russell Wilson for and what they got Justin Fields for. Even that part of this whole, you know, of this whole scenario is pretty wild. So they are infinitely more talented, more athletic, deeper at the most important position in the NFL. And I'm not going to tell you that there isn't some risk involved. You know, Justin Fields, I'm pretty high on him. I think there's a lot of things to like about him, but it's not as if he's won a ton of games and lit up a ton of box scores. So I get it. And Russell Wilson is clearly on, you know, the back nine of his career. But with what they already have and with the way they can play defense and how they have regularly gone to the playoffs with quarterbacks who pale in comparison to even these two, I think it's been pretty amazing, honestly, to watch them hustle their way through this thing.
Different way of doing business. For me, you know, the Chicagoan that I am and watching this play out, Jason, the logic of trading Fields at this point for nothing really didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Right?
No.
Like, why would you not hold him at this point as an insurance card or waiting for the obvious and inevitable catastrophic injury that'll befall one or more quarterbacks?
I don't get it whatsoever. You're months away from needing to have Justin Fields in your building. I mean, months. Who cares about the off-season program and all that stuff? Like, you know, you don't. It's kind of bonkers to me. I don't get it. And there's a lot of people throwing all these flowers at Ryan Poles, and like, I don't know, man. Like, they were a better team in the second half last year than the first half, and you know, I think they have marginally turned a corner, and they may have their first franchise quarterback about to fall to them in a draft, you know, and something they haven't had in forever. But I also think they botched this field thing pretty poorly. There wasn't the right minds, and there wasn't the right degree of stability around him, let alone the right players. And to bookend this thing by basically trading a first-round pick for a wide receiver who the Steelers were benching. Like, I mean, it was an open secret that Chase Claypool didn't really have a future there and had worn out his welcome. And then you bookend it by then stealing their quarterback from them for nothing. It's nuts. I mean, it's really nuts. But I wrote about this at the Washington Post. Poles was overplaying his hand at the combine. I talked to a bunch of executives who were like, they're not being realistic about what this trade's going to look like. And then other people started doing other things because it's like, well, we like Justin Fields, but we're not going to put our offseason on hold for Justin Fields. So, you know, you started to see things happen. And, you know, Cousins was going to end up somewhere, and, you know, it was going to be Minnesota or Atlanta. And then when that happened and Minnesota goes and gives, you know, legitimate money to Minshew, I mean, I'm sorry, the Raiders give legitimate money to Minshew, and Minnesota makes a trade, right, to get in position to move up and draft a quarterback. And, look, Chicago, they're not going to trade Justin Fields in the division anyway. Like, Pittsburgh was smart, and they waited to pounce, and when they did, they stole him. I mean, it'll never make sense to me. It won't. You're right. Somebody was going to come out of the draft not having what they thought they were going to get. Somebody was going to have a quarterback slip and fall on the first day of rookie camp or whatever, or mini camp, and tear an ACL. It's just inevitable. And why they felt like Justin Fields was going to be such a distraction at a time when there are no distractions. You know, like, guys are, what, just starting to return to buildings to lift weights and drink protein shakes together? Like, we're not doing anything real for a while. And even the stuff we pretend is real, like OTAs and mini camps, is fake football. It'll never make sense to me.
NFL insider Jason Locke, and for our guest Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, Jay, so other big news today, well, Leighton Vander Esch retiring at the age of 26, says his body's not going to cooperate. Cowboys cut their cap hit for Dak Prescott for this year, but not for next year, other years. They still haven't signed anybody. This all-in year for the Cowboys is so much fun, isn't it?
Look, Jerry Jones is all in on profits, baby. I mean, you can't take it with you, but he damn sight's trying. And even what people have lauded him for the past, like, you know, oh, Gilmore. I mean, go look at what he's done. There are guys at the end of their career who he's getting on the back end of contracts, and he's giving up nothing for guys who would otherwise be cut, and he's renting them for a year. There's no real guarantees. There's no future money. There's nothing hanging over him. Like, he's been playing this shell game for a while, and people fall for it and act like he's dying to win a Super Bowl. And I'm like, well, he's got a funky way of showing it. Like, I mean, it is what it is. They're not a well-managed team. They don't have a real general manager. They've got a multi-billion dollar enterprise, right, that is a branding icon, and they've got a logo that's iconic, and they've got a history that's iconic, and they're about the most boring-ass pedestrian team on the planet. They're never going to be that awful. They're never going to be really great. And we know how their seasons are going to end before they begin, yet somehow there's this hype train and all these narratives about how great they are or how great the defense is or how great Dan Quinn was, or like, I mean, Kellen Moore. Like, I mean, it's just one parable after the next. It's one media creation after the next, but there's no there. Like, you know, the quarterback's very good. He's not great. He's far from transcendent. He has his warts. We know when they show up. He's got them by the balls because Jerry always overpays a couple of guys, right? Like, there's a few dudes who he becomes real close to, and he'll give them more than they should have. I mean, it was Zeke for a while, but even that runs its course. He even ran its course eventually with the left tackle, right? The offensive line's in disrepair, and they rode that for a while when they were better than marginal, but those guys have all basically moved on. They haven't drafted as well since. I mean, like, they're in a weak conference and they're not even one of the best teams in it. They weren't last year. I mean, they beat bad teams. They lose to good teams. What am I missing? Who's excited about this Dallas season other than people who are drinking Jerry's Kool-Aid? Like, what do they realistically think they're winning? They're not even going to win that crap hole division.
Yeah, that's probably right. How about Mike Williams? Jason's all excited because the Jets have been mentioned, and anytime they do anything, he gets excited. Jets, Steelers, or Panthers? And part two to the question is, where did you and your colleagues at 105.7 come down on leprechauns? I saw that in your timeline.
Oh, I forgot to check back on that poll. I haven't checked on it for a while. Yeah, okay. We went with what? Creepy, funny, or freaky? I was originally going to go freaky deaky because I do think they probably skew a little. I don't think they're very vanilla, I'll put it that way, in their predilections. Yeah, I voted creepy. I think leprechauns are creepy. They're basically like gussied up trolls, don't you think?
There is something to that. The other part was Mike Williams. What's the best fit?
he hit that Mike Williams question in with the leprechauns, Jay.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Under cover of night.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at, like, we just spent a lot of time talking about the Steelers. I mean, they're not paying anybody on offense. I mean, there's nobody making any money there whatsoever, including the two quarterbacks. Right? Most of them are really young on that side of the ball. Everybody's probably, you know, pretty much on their rookie deal. They tried this thing with Allen Robinson to a lesser degree a few years ago. I think Mike Williams is going to cost them more than that. I don't know how much more, given the injury history. But they certainly need a veteran in that room, and there's not a whole lot out there, right? There wasn't to begin with. It got picked through pretty quickly. A lot of guys got overpaid. You know, the Ridley deal, like, really? I mean, I like Curtis Samuel. I probably like him more than maybe a lot of people like Curtis Samuel. I'm not giving him over $13 million fully guaranteed at signing. So, I mean, I think if they, you know, I think Mike Williams with them would make a lot of sense. Maybe it is the Jets. I don't know. We're not going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what happens if what if some other political candidate comes to the fore and decides, no, I really do want Aaron Rodgers?
Well, then no one's going to make him vice president.
Fringe lunatic jackass out there who's also trying to run. Why would he not align himself with the New York Jets quarterback?
That's the greatest descriptor. I'm going to put that on a shirt of Smith. Fringe lunatic, right? Jackass.
There's a lot of time before week one, and the election's not till November. I mean, we could have a whole new political party emerge.
The Jets political party. It's Rodgers,
yeah,
running.
There you go. Gangrene. It's not the Green Party. It's the gangrene.
There you go. See, start it up right there. Register that domain name. And then it's Rodgers president. And then it's Tyrod Taylor as vice president. And Zach Wilson, like, his secretary of state or something. He's third in line for the presidency.
Tyrod Taylor doesn't deserve that treatment. Don't you lump him in there with those miscreants.
Well, wow. All right, I'll take him out. Zach Wilson will be second then. Okay. Zach Wilson will be one step away from being the president.
That. Sure,
you got the word miscreants. Yeah. There we go.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfor. That is at Jason Lockenfor. Jay, always good stuff, man. Buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Have a great week, gentlemen.
See you, buddy.
Zach Wilson is one step away from president of the United States.
Too young.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Speaking of basketball, a big, bold prediction that I can pretty much guarantee is going to happen to the NCAA tournament very, very soon. What is it? We'll tell you next. Jason and Mike, Fox. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. You Jims and Sals are my best pals. And fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who's got the best bracket and win great prizes. FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. It's the Miles McBride game so far for the Knicks. He's got like 16. Knicks are up by 12. No Anunoby, doesn't matter. The Miles McBride game.
Never heard of him.
Oh, you will after tonight. That's why tonight is the Miles McBride game.
McBride.
Yes. Who I believe is also Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh,
I think it's
how
Miles
about
McBride.
That?
Yeah, I think it's Miles McBride.
No, that's
also
pretty good.
Spider-Man.
I was watching Spider-Man earlier.
Spider-Man.
See if they're going to put all the live action back up on the big screen.
Spider-Man. We got live action Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
You know, I celebrate all the lines Spider-Man. Uttered by J.K. Simmons.
Spider-Man. Mysterio, who's the real hero in this?
Between that and Willem Dafoe. Spider-Man.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. And look, we're... The NCAA tournament getting set to start at the first four tomorrow. We got True TV or Not TV, our big game that we're going to play over the course of this week.
Often imitated, never ever duplicated.
But after yesterday, I can give you an absolute certainty with the NCAA tournament. 100%. I give you an absolute certainty that something that will happen within the next 2 years. You saw all the snubs yesterday and the teams that are upset. St. John's is upset. I thought Rick Pitino hated this team. St. John's is upset.
They went on a hell of a run, though.
Pittsburgh is upset. Lots of teams are upset because college basketball has evolved in the last few years. All the snubs never used to be teams that could make it to the Final Four. If you were a snub team, potentially could you win your way out of the first week and make it to the Sweet 16? Yeah, I firmly believe that. But now you are seeing that teams on the bubble right there. Hey, a couple of teams that barely get in. You can make a run to the Final Four and the national championship game. So you're seeing these snubs, and now these are all big-time programs that have been snubbed and not allowed into the tournament. I know there's not a lot of motivation for a 96-team tournament, and I understand that. But for a couple of reasons, I can almost guarantee you we're going to have a 72-team tournament in the next couple of years. Because, one, you allow those other bubble teams in. You let four of those teams that were upset. Okay, because we need to allow teams like St. John's and Oklahoma to be in. I get that. But the other part of it is the NCAA can say, well, if we make it to 72, we can have two more games each of the first two nights. Mm-hmm. And then primetime on Tuesday and Wednesday becomes a mini first 2 days of the tournament. Why are we sticking with 2 days of madness on Thursday and Friday when we could have 4 days of
Correct.
Madness? Hey, let's do this. So you're going to see them serve both within 2 years, 72-team tournament, because it will allow a few more teams in, because, yes, you're snubbing a few more than you had in recent years, because now there's a big push now for the mid-majors. But also, hey, we don't have to worry about, well, this game is North Carolina, A&T, and Wagner. No, no, no. We can get some more teams in there and have big-time nights on Tuesday and Wednesday, and it's a mini first 2 days of the tournament, and that's a big TV winner.
Well, because the other thing that goes, I mean, look, whenever you can get more TV windows involved, everybody wins, right? Because you get more bidders come in, and it becomes, well, what's on this other channel beyond true TV that we can get into the mix and part of the television package? All about printing money. But the larger thing goes to just where we're at in college basketball, certainly for college football as well. And today is the start of the portal opening. So, you know, riddle me that, Batman, in terms of timing. But we'll get to that. It's a bigger fish to fry. But it's also off the heels of that, the idea that none of these teams are anything like they were in November or October. Right, the old marathon oil games and whatever else, all of those kind of exhibitions that you'd have, to where once you actually start conference play, St. John's being the great example. They have 13 new players. Wasn't that part of that rant of just trying to figure out who the hell everybody is and how they fit and mix in? And you go through the snubs and you've got, you know, the tale of two seasons mix therein. All right, here's the first 10 where I'm trying to figure out rotations, playing time, and aptitude. And then, hey, once we figured it out, ta-da, there we are playing great basketball. Right, go just look at St. John's as the great example of what, after that railing and everybody getting all mad, all of a sudden he's white suit, you know, Danny Terrio, John Travolta, Rick Pitino out there.
Did you really just go Danny Terrio?
I did.
Nobody, I get it, but dude, that's like niche people over 50 who get Danny Terrio.
And you know what? The four of them are going to send me tweets at Swollen Dome.
I don't even know.
Tell me how great I was.
Is Danny Terrio still around?
I don't know.
You don't even know. Like, if you said Godfather or something, okay, good, because even people who are younger understand that. But you went to, that's like niche things, man, from this. Like, I remember Dance Fever and the
Scores. He's 73 years old.
Okay, I remember Danny Terrio.
Still kicking it.
Yeah, hey, let's capitalize on Saturday Night Fever by doing some kind of reality show where people dance. Okay,
hey,
great.
They got 8 years out of Dance Fever.
I watched Dance Fever. I watched Dance Fever.
But anyway, the point being, guy running around in a white suit, and you see the phenomenal run they went on. Unfortunately, a little bit too late, right? And if you don't win, and that's the other thing you're safeguarding yourself by expanding the tournament, 72, 96, whatever that magic number becomes, look how many bids were stolen from these would-be powerhouses because the conference champion didn't win their tournament, right? So those automatic bids became, oh, no, now we got two teams coming out of that, or
those no longer serve what they used to. Where now, okay, now you're talking about real bid stealing of teams that, hey, have the same resume, same exact resume as the other teams. So you serve everybody with that.
That's
I'm telling you. Within a couple of years, 2 years, we're at 72 teams.
Made for TV, baby. Let's go.
You're going to see sources, NCAA looking in a 72-team tournament, and then bam! 72-team tournament. It's happening.
And there's your picture in your reverend garb, source.
Coming up next, coming off big news out of the NFL this weekend, we have some Super Bowl talk about one team that really got a lot better. Fox.
On your guy, Jalen Brunson, trying to carve through four defenders.
That's what Jalen.
That's good.
No Anunoby, that's what he has to do. I mean, really.
I just decided I'm going to put on a cape.
You know, it just... OG Anunoby, the Knicks are 15-2.
Yeah, I get
with
it.
He's the MVP
great.
Of the league.
No.
We're the best team in the league with Anunoby. Best defense in the league. One guy has not made more of a difference on his team this year. But now, oh, elbow injury that he came back from. Now he's going to be out multiple games. He's out tonight. It's like, how can the Knicks not have nice things? I mean, come on, man. How can the Knicks not
it's
have
your
nice
fault.
Things?
We've talked about this. You get teased. You get taunted.
Yes. Yes.
You get a little
all
bit excited.
All of these things. Yes.
Like me, right? All we were just talking with Jason Lockenfour last hour. We're talking a lot about the Justin Fields and the trade to Pittsburgh, doing right by Justin, all of these kind of things. Like, no, 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 you're still a business. Like, massaging his ego or anybody else that's coming into the room, screw that. Get the best return that you can. Or, in the case of where you're at right now, you say you are going in a holding pen until we get an injury or something else that behooves us to make this move.
That was very Chris Farley-esque. You got like real peak Chris Farley in the middle of that for about 3 or 4 seconds. You really
yeah,
got
no,
there.
Good.
No, you got there. That was pretty sweet.
But you got to have something that moves the needle. Instead, you said, all these other trades have been done. It's like, you know, he'd look good in the Pittsburgh uniform. Bad. You
Jason,
to
there was a little Steve Ballmer developers in there, too.
There was some Ballmer, yes. Was some Ballmer there, yes.
Mixed between that and Farley.
Yeah, okay.
But all anyway, right. All
you
that
Ballmered,
did...
You Ballmered into Farley and then Farleyed into Ballmer.
Toilets! All you did was you built all this hope and expectation. Hey, these guys are getting it right. They're figuring it out. Bears are turning a corner. And then they make their trade. And I get it. The market sucks for him. You know what? You don't trade him.
Sucks.
You don't bother. So, same thing. I was all excited, thinking, hey, moving into big parts. And even, you know, Keenan Allen, you know, in his trading card market, one of his top rookie cards, now trading for about 3 times what it was as a member of the Chargers.
Yeah, good luck getting him to smile.
Getting excited. Well, no. But he did say, you know, how much consideration and feelings about, you know, when they asked you to take the pay cut and, you know, knowing that that would mean the end, he goes, none. I had a good season. But your Knicks, you get excited.
Yeah.
OG was back.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. No. But you bring up Justin Fields, who is now a Pittsburgh Steelers, you saw over the weekend. And there's a big bowl prediction coming up in a second. But first of all, let me just say this. Yes, we told you the Bears overplayed their hand. We've been telling you this from the beginning. They needed to strike when the iron was hot. You heard from Jason Lockenfour a few minutes ago, and he confirmed it. Yeah, at the combine, Poles is walking around going, this is what we want for Justin Fields, and that scared people off. They blew it. That's why they had to trade him for a 6th-round pick, and it's why Justin Fields had more power in his destination. There's no way they would have gotten a 2nd-round pick from somebody and still they sent him to the Steelers for the 6th-round pick. If the offers were about the same, yeah, okay, you want to go to the Steelers, we'll look like a good franchise, we're trading you out of the AFC, which is what we want, we can make it happen. But make no mistake, the Bears blew it. We told you for the longest time, they had to strike when they had the iron hot, at the figure out some kind, but no, they decided to overplay there, and that's exactly what
but
happened.
But it was a tepid market, happen. Even at its best.
But that doesn't matter. You still.
But I'm
you,
just saying. Like,
would you rather have a 6th-round pick, or would you rather have a 3rd-round pick? You'd rather have a 3rd-round pick, right? Okay.
Yeah, but again, right. Presuming that you would have been able to get a 3rd-round pick.
Say to me, would you rather have a handful of cashews, or would you rather have a small dish of ice cream? I'd rather a small dish of ice cream.
I really
rather,
thought you were going to
want a big dish of ice cream, but I don't have that. So if I'll have a small dish of ice cream, 6th-round pick, 3rd-round pick.
Cashews would be better for six, you, buddy.
Yeah, but cashews when you can light on fire and they light? Are those cashews?
You can light most things on fire.
No. Well, no, you can. But cashews, like, what's... Oh, no, macadamia nuts. You can light macadamia nuts on fire. No. What nut can you light on fire? I've seen people do it. So you hold the nut, a Brazil nut? Maybe a Brazil nut. You can light the top of it on fire. You can see it burn.
I don't think Brazil nuts are any good. So I would say no.
Well, that's why you light them on fire.
In fact, many nuts, especially pistachios, are considered dangerous.
It's not pistachios.
Cargo. Wait a minute. Because they can spontaneously combust.
They can what?
Spontaneously combust.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Shut up.
I don't know what spontaneously was. I'm sorry.
I was speaking too
you
fast.
Spontaneously combust.
Hey, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
You were like, when I try to teach my 2-year-old cousin to say the word paparazzi, he kept saying, papa potsy. Ah, papa potsy.
You watched a lot of Happy Days.
Spontaneously combust. But
now, relatively few nuts, though, stay lit.
Oh, okay. All right.
As steadily as Brazil nuts.
Brazil. So there it is. I had the nut right. But first of all, bold prediction here. Like we told you this is going to happen. The Bears completely blew their market. And maybe kind of a double bold prediction, but one is kind of doubling down on a double bold prediction. Wow. So I'm just going to say it. Justin Fields is starting by week 6. There is no way he is not. And this has nothing to do with the fact that Russell Wilson was promised a starting, which is all this ridiculous crap that was thrown out there just to make Russell Wilson feel good, right? If we don't tell Russell Wilson he's not the starter, he's going to be really upset. But what Russell Wilson doesn't know or is not ready to understand and that he doesn't see is that he is a bridge quarterback. He was signed to be a bridge quarterback until their quarterback of the future is ready. And he thinks, I'm going to play this year, and Justin Fields is going to play behind me, and I'm going to play great, and I'm going to sign a new 3-4 year deal somewhere else and make a lot of money, or they'll trade Justin Fields for whatever it is. This is what Russell Wilson thinks. Russell Wilson, we told you, is a bridge quarterback at best. He will start until the other guy is ready. And for Justin Fields, it's going to be when he's ready to run the show. And unless Russell Wilson plays and balls out, which we've seen Russell Wilson the last couple of years, that ship has kind of sailed. But the desire to see Justin Fields, they didn't trade for Justin Fields in the last year of his deal to say, okay, we're going to sit here and not play him. And then when it gets to the end of the season, we're going to go, I don't know if we want to extend him. He will play. He will play by week 6 at the latest. The desire to see him play and the fact they traded for him, even though they just traded for a 6th-round pick, they got him to be their quarterback. He is playing by week 6, and the Russell Wilson experience will be done by then. It could be even sooner, but by week 6 will be enough to say, hey, we gave Russell Wilson a chance, enough of a chance, and now there's 10, 11 games left for Justin Fields to really get into it with us. We're fine. We're fine. We can give it to him then. They're not going to yank him. Steelers are always going to do things the quote right way. So Wilson will get a little bit longer than normal. And when Fields is ready to come in and succeed, he's not just going to come in when he'll come in when he is ready to succeed. And when that happens, he's a starting quarterback, and it's week 6 at the latest.
Yeah, I don't think it makes it out of training camp. I would go to the lock and forward thing. Look, there's a lot of warts.
Don't make Russell Wilson cry. If he's listening, he's crying right now hearing that.
Well, then, you know, it's a harsh reality.
He's crying
Maybe
right now.
Maybe someone should play a violin for him, because here's the reality. There were 80 million plus reasons that the Broncos said, we'll see you in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks before that. Here's where we're at. We're at the fork in the road. You know what? We're going to take it. See you, Russ. And off he went. So now we look at the Steelers. They're not into him other than, what, $1.2 million. You don't have to really go and try to work to his ego at this point. Now it becomes, what do we need to do right now to win? And for Mike Tomlin and company, what I would take going to the end of the season to where we're at now, some of that rhetoric that we kind of raised our eyebrow going, wow, this is out of character for the Steelers, right? From Khan talking about where they're at and how they're going to build their roster to the ownership talking about how it's a new day and, you know, there's a sense of urgency here. It's always been presumed Mike Tomlin's there forever. He's in the last year of his deal. And we all love the sound bites we get, but you're trading off a Super Bowl from a long time ago. And the streak of winning seasons are great. When have you last competed? When have you last been a threat?
And well, they think they were a threat last year. We were 10-7. Oh, we had bad quarterback play.
You got in.
No, you know.
No, you got in.
We thought
That's
we were
great.
A threat last year.
That means you can go 10-7 again this year with whoever your quarterback is. And you're in an AFC North that is going to be a pain in the ass. Right? Unless Burrow gets hurt again, Deshaun Watson gets hurt again, and they have to go to quarterback 2, 3, 8. Although, wouldn't it be great to see Jameis Winston leading some level of...
Oh, that'll happen. That'll happen.
To some degree.
That'll happen.
But he's got his issues in the past, too. So, like, not exactly a feel-good story altogether. But, you know, just go on down. And then the Ravens aren't going anywhere. So, presuming whether it's Wilson or Fields that suddenly you're breaking the bank and running towards a Super Bowl is laughable. And that you're going to get more than 10 games out of T.J. Watt at this point, right? We know the record when he's not on the field. Ta-da! It all goes to hell. But in this case, Justin Fields, there's still something you believe to be unlocked. Russell Wilson, you're trying to keep whatever you liked out of the blueprint in Denver and saying, all right, if we can coax that, 26-8, it looked great cosmetically. Go back and watch the tape. Mm-hmm. It was not clean. And yes, I know they dropped some footballs. Everybody dropped footballs.
I could say, and I could see where potentially it could be Justin Fields a little bit sooner than we, you know, you want to say start of the season, but this is what people forget. It's hard to lose a quarterback competition anymore in the preseason. You have to be absolutely terrible in 7-on-7 drill, because it's not like you get game experience. No. And the Steelers aren't going to play Russell Wilson nor Justin Fields a lot in the preseason. So as long as you're sharp enough in practice, you can't. It's hard to really lose a quarterback competition in the preseason. So do I see Russell Wilson playing poorly enough to? No. Justin Fields would have to go crazy. And is that really going to happen? So that's why, look, it's going to go just like this. He's going to start. Justin Fields is going to have enough time to jump in and also start as the quarterback, as not being, hey, the absolute savior right off the bat, where it's not like, okay, we're ready. Here's the lights are bright on you. Week one of the regular season. Good luck. It's going to be get a little bit of time. You see the guy in front of you is not any good. Hey, less pressure coming in. We want to put you in a position to succeed. And he'll be in their position to succeed. But mainly, really, it's not like old days. Like, there's no quarterback derbies anymore. There's not, because you just don't play enough in games. So,
that's
yeah,
a rigged game.
Wilson's going to wind up doing it.
Now, how about this? In those first 6 weeks, we see some alternate packages from Arthur Smith to throw Justin Fields onto the field.
Hey, I really don't want to play wide receiver. Just get out there, Fields. Look, I really don't.
No, right, Russell fine. Sits his ass down, and Justin Fields come out. Now,
he's like Tim Tebow and Chris Leak.
He's Antoine Randall L. Oh, okay, he was once upon a time a quarterback.
He comes in like Tebow comes in. Jump passes and all stuff around. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Who didn't like a good jump pass?
Get ready. Get ready. You know, that could really work in the NFL.
I mean, Russell Wilson needs it.
Yeah, the jump pass near the line of scrimmage, like near the end zone. Or like on a 4th-and-1 play, yeah. A little jump pass. Yeah.
I mean, Derrick Henry's gone works, to great man. Success.
That works.
With
you
the
do
halfback
that.
Pass.
I like the jump pass.
Yeah.
The other, if Tebow, who was absolutely awful, could do it, then anybody else can. That's the whole thing. It's like, well, that's Tebow's thing. No, if he could do it, anybody could do it. So,
and
okay.
You know what's funny? We're talking about the Steelers.
Yeah.
And you get to bring up Tim Tebow.
Tebow.
And Tebow heroics.
Tebow. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Too soon.
Look what you did.
Still too soon.
Look what you
Still
did.
Too soon. The Jason Smith with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studio. Yeah, not only will Justin Fields be starting by week 6, Winnie would tell you exactly how far he can take the Steelers. We have that and another big take out of the NCAA tournament coming up next right here, because something that we take for granted could be gone forever from the tournament very, very soon. It's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. And fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.